On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
26 past six, how about this idea that you could lose weight by using your mind? What is the role of the brain and how you organize your brain in weight loss? Helena Popovic is a medical doctor and uses brain function to deal with your body. Hi, Helena.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you. What got you into looking at the brain's relationship to our weight?
It just seemed obvious to me that the brain is our control center. You know, the brain sends signals and instructions to every part of the body. So the brain regulates our metabolism, our hunger, our food choices, our motivation to exercise or not, our hormones. And a lot of people were coming to me with intermediate problems. Oh, I've got an underactive thyroid. Yes, but what do you think is sending the hormones that switch your thyroid on or speed it up or speed down your metabolism? What do you think is driving your hunger?
Are you seriously saying you can change the speed of your metabolism with how you think?
Partly. Also, a whole lot of other behaviours. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Wow.
For instance, let's just say if you're eating, what's been really exciting that we've discovered is that different thoughts and emotions activate different regions of the brain and stimulate the release of different neurotransmitters. So let's say, for instance, you're eating in a stress state or in an angry state or in a guilty state.
Or in the middle of your work shift.
That's right.
Yeah. Joe Spargo chowing down on a brekkie wrap there. Yes.
Well, in that state, you're releasing cortisol. Most people will know that cortisol is the hormone of stress. Cortisol not only stimulates us to eat faster, and to crave those high-fat, high-sugary, high-calorie foods, it actually instructs the body to lay down fat in your abdomen, around your internal organs. That's the worst place you want fat. So if you're eating in a stress state, you're more likely to deposit those calories as body fat around your abdomen. If you're eating in a calm state, on the other hand, you activate your left prefrontal cortex plus your parasympathetic nervous system. These two factors improve digestion. You're more likely to burn the calories as fat, and it actually strengthens willpower. It makes us more likely to make sound decisions.
And I guess if you notice more of what you're eating and what you're eating's got more of the rich food in it, then you maybe want to eat less. You write
critical
in your book about different types of fat.
Yes, that's right.
And how important it is to distinguish between those mentally as well as scientifically. And what are they?
Yes. Well, in the body, firstly, there's brown fat and white fat. Brown fat is actually what we call metabolically active. We used to think it only existed in babies to keep them warm because they can't shiver. Mm. We've now found that slim people carry more brown fat, which is sort of the back of the neck, up around the shoulders, than people who carry excess fat. So that speeds up their metabolism. You can speed up your brown fat by exercising more, by doing short, intense bursts of exercise. So that's the brown-white fat. But the big distinction is visceral fat, which is in and around your internal organs. And this fat is completely different to what we call subcutaneous fat, which is just that layer under your skin that keeps you warm. Subcutaneous fat, people don't like it, but it's not unhealthy. Visceral fat is the problem because it releases pro-inflammatory cytokines, which means it causes widespread inflammation throughout the body, which plays havoc with our insulin sensitivity, which disrupts our organ functions and which makes us even more likely to store fat.
So this is like bringing the available science to kind of really focus down on what your project is. So is the project then not to slim?
Yes. I mean, people come in because they want to lose weight, but if you focus on firstly why you're eating, because 30% of eating is non-hungry eating. People eat because they're sad, angry, bored, lonely, in love, out of love, procrastinating, or just out of habit. And when they recognize that, hey, a third of what I'm taking in, I'm not even hungry. So that's a really easy fix. Some people say, yes, but I recognize I'm eating emotionally. How do I deal with that? So we deal with the emotional eating. We definitely bring in mindful eating. In fact, one of our sessions I do the weekends, it's in the book, but it's much easier if you experience it over the weekend. We eat blindfolded. And suddenly people become much more body aware how the food affects their body. They become more acutely aware of the taste and the texture and whether this agrees with them. And it's like just for a couple of meals, you really become very aware of what you're eating.
Is this actually nice food and do you like it, really?
Yes, absolutely. And people think that if something tastes really good, they're going to eat more of it. Well, people discover that the more they appreciate the food, the more they taste, the less they need to feel satisfied.
There you go. It's like, you know, husbands and wives who really love each other don't need to hang out that much. The theory, I don't know. The book is called Neuroslimming, and you're in town doing a retreat at the Botanic Gardens.
Yes.
Royal Botanic Gardens. So how do people get on your boat there?
If they just go to my website, drhelenapopovic.com, there's information about everything we do on the weekend. And the critical thing is it's not about dieting. It's about really becoming much more body aware, realizing that diets are a short fix. It's actually not that hard to lose weight, but it's very hard to sustain weight loss. 98% of people, when they lose it, they put it back on. And the other critical point is we lose the word lose, because any goal associated with loss or pain, the brain subconsciously resists. So we resist weight loss.
Why would you?
You know, we resist weight loss even if we don't realize it. And so it produces that yo-yo effect. But if you focus on what you'll gain, what are the positive benefits to your life by starting to engage in healthy behaviors, it creates a complete mind shift.
Blindfold yourself and eat breakfast. See how that goes. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
You too.